It's definitely taken us to a lot of places we would not normally play. I mean, we just, before Christmas, we were at the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo.
Amazing.
Yeah. And from dingy, druggy bars to the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, they're letting Bob Dylan in as well these days. Yeah, so yeah. You were next, you know, right?
Yeah, all right. It's not such a big deal now. Yeah, it's taken us all over the place in a realm we would not have sort of operated.
And has it been weird to sort of present the music at events like that? Or are you taking it all in your stride?
I mean, I think what's been nice is to perform to an audience that are actually there to consume media in a different way. You know, if you're playing in a club or a festival, people are like checking their text and going to the bar and checking out girls or whatever. Whereas a film, especially a film about nuclear weapons, you know, people are like very present and they can, you know, when you watch a film, you don't check your text and go to the bar, do you? You sort of, we behave differently. We're completely silent and present. And so it's been really nice to actually play to an audience that are paying attention fully.
And were there some points of reference for you guys or discussions about other films in this kind of realm when you got asked to do the bomb? I mean, did you suddenly go back and sit down and watch Koinoskotsky or For All Mankind or something like that?
I think you hit the nail on the head with Koinoskotsky. I mean, I think that's what the director was sort of hoping for, is something that...
He didn't say to you, I can't afford Philip Glass.
I can't afford Philip Glass or Dead Can Dance or whatever. Yeah. Baraka, was it? That was the sort of grandeur that they were sort of hoping to go for.
The sort of non-narrative, they wanted the visuals and the sound to sort of drive the emotions as opposed to a spoken voice over telling you, okay, this is this. You know, it wasn't a documentary in the traditional sense. It was more of an experiential project.
So much of The Bomb is so beautifully filmed. I mean, the synchronized military marches and even a lot of the glorious explosions in slow-mo are such a powerful thing to see. What was it like for you guys sitting there watching the images and making music for that stuff?
It was interesting in that, you know, we were sort of doing it on a laptop screen, essentially. It's only when it became, when we first performed it at Tribeca Festival, when it was actually a done film, the sort of the real scale of those images hit for me anyway. You know, we had an idea, but until it's, you know, obviously the directors had this vision for it. Once it's at Tribeca, it was on 8 screens totally surrounding you, massive screens. And, you know, several people passed out at our first show and really? I nearly fell off the stage.
Really? Yeah.
It's completely overwhelming, you know, because it's all surrounding and it's kind of heavy content.
The other part of the film that's interesting is a piece of it that you're not involved in, because there is a moment that's just silent.
Yeah.
And it's the portion which has got these nightmarish sort of Japanese drawings of destruction and then footage of leveled towns. So it's even fascinating when that hits in the film, and you guys, they deliberately didn't use your score for that part of it.
Well, we actually, it was kind of we all agreed on that idea of like this Hiroshima scenario is so powerful, it doesn't really need anything. Maybe like a subtle drone and there's kind of some wind or something under there, but nothing else. Because it needed a break after all of the intensity leading up to that. It almost spoke more to not have any sound there.
I mean, I think, back to what I was saying about how audiences behave differently when they watch a film than when they go to eat. I was nervous that 4 minutes of silence, people were just going to go to the bar. And the directors, they push back and were like, no, we should do this. And I was like, yeah, you don't understand audiences, they're just going to go to the bar. And they were right, because I'd been looking at it through the lens of my experience, which is being at gigs,
to be an entertainer.
Yes, yeah. And this is a film, and I hadn't considered that.
Because you guys performed this at Glastonbury as well, right? So were people, you know, happily dancing off their heads to footage of the end of the
weird
apocalypse?
It was kind of apocalyptic.
Yeah, I mean, at Glastonbury, you ran the gamut of audience member. You had the people that were augmenting the experience with a variety of substances and were like really, you know, they were enjoying it in that way. There were people that were sitting down on the ground at Glastonbury, like looking it up. It was also a 360-degree scenario, enjoying it in that way. And there were people who were just dancing to it. So,
and then there were people that showed up and were kind of freaked out and left because it was bumming them out a little bit.
Bumming their trip.
Yeah.